You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
The R1 News Headlines.
Tēnā koutou, ko Eileen Aho. A rahui is in place on parts of the Otago Harbour after a body was found in Debra Bay. Emergency services attended the sudden death, which is not thought to be suspicious, at 5:20pm last night. Te Runanga o Otago have placed the rahui from Steamer Basin to Tairoa Head until 5am Thursday. Flooding across Otago and Canterbury has left behind major clean-up jobs. Roads across the South Island are closed after slips caused damage, bridges washed away and houses and farms are flooded. Lake Oho Township has been cut off, while locals in Otimatata say that it's the largest storm in nearly half a century. Roads are expected to be cleared as rain eases over the next day. And those are the headlines on R1 News. Now, ke te pēhea te āhua o te rangi. How's the weather?
The R1 News weather.
Otipoti can expect occasional drizzle throughout the day, with southerlies and a high of Waru, 8, a low of Rima, 5. Rāpare Thursday looks like it will welcome the sun back to the south, with only partial cloud, a few showers and southerlies, a high of Waru, 8 again, and a low of Ono, 6.
That was the R1 News headlines. Catch up at r1.co.nz/news or find us at Radio 1 91 FM on Twitter or R1 News NZ on Instagram and tune in to R1 News at 11am on weekdays.
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.